DK talks about this as far as our evolution. He says, it is the focused power of your unemotional thought which will bridge the present gap and link more closely the two worlds of spiritual activity and of human demonstration. That's interesting. Unemotional thought. It's interesting because when we want to create something in this reality, we need emotional thought. If you want a new car, you got to have a strong desire to get that new car, new house, or job, or extra money. And so to manifest things here, you need powerful emotions involved. But, he says, to ascend to the spirit, you don't need the emotions there. You have, he says, unemotional thought. And this is one of the keys to ascending in our consciousness to the spirit, is not having our emotions connected to our thought. But then when the connection to spirit is made, it will strongly affect your emotions.
Yeah, but the first approach is through the emotions. The first touch of the spirit always comes first through the emotions and then to the mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, you have to have an emotional desire before anything happens, even for spiritual progression. But then you have to reach a point where you let your emotions be completely still. And this is one of the keys to removing the barriers between spirit and matter. You will recall the times in your life when you felt really close. Maybe you felt the whisperings of the Holy Spirit, or the whisperings of the soul, or a deep sense of peace. Your regular emotion of self was very still. You had unemotional thought. So that's an interesting key to take in consideration how this works. Unemotional thought. What would be an how would you apply an unemotional thought? Let's pick on somebody. What do you think, Scott? How do you have an unemotional thought? We'll pick on old Scott here. He knows just about everything.
Well, where my thoughts go on that is through the process of contemplation is where I do that. And whatever I'm processing at the time, I'll write, I'll surmise it on a 3x5 card, and I'll keep it with me when I find myself not thinking about it. I'll pull that card out and review it, and there is no emotion to it. It's just pure thinking about it, and I don't know what you're asking.
Don't you like that honesty?
JJ. Dr. Spock on Star Trek processes unemotional thoughts quite well.
Oh yeah, that's a good example. And what produces the emotions in us? Anybody know what DK says about that?
Microphone.
Oh, hey. What produces the emotions in us? Anybody know what DK says about that?
Desire.
And what produces desire? He says something very specific about this. It's kind of interesting.
Our beliefs create our thoughts, create our feelings.
He says the astral world or the emotional world is complete illusion. Uh-huh. And it's created by interplay of the mind with the etheric body. Okay? So the etheric bodies are etheric double that we've showed you how to see quite often. And so this interplay with your, what the Mormons call the spirit body, the mind with the etheric body produces emotion. And he says it's temporary and it's illusion. And so we use this emotion here when the spirit is connected to the body, but when the spirit is disconnected to the body, the lower emotions do not exist anymore. They may exist temporarily after the separation, but then when we return to the soul, the lower emotions no longer exist. They don't get in the way. That's why the soul can see true reality, is because it's not influenced by the lower emotions. But what are the higher emotions?
Joy, peace, love.
Yeah, we have these higher emotions, they're eternal. But the lower emotions are produced by us right here on the earth.
Like worry, jealousy, grief.
With the interplay between the mind and the etheric body. Okay? So we let these emotions go and we can focus on the pure mind. Then we can ascend in spirit to a higher level than before. Okay, any more comments on that point? I'll try not to trip over this.
Like an example of what I said earlier about how logic is able to finally overcome an illusion of emotion. So the feeling of not being worthy was a negative emotion that logic overcame. Bad fruit.
All these things are just illusion. Any negative feeling you've had is an illusion created by you when you're in the physical body.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're separated from the physical body, your astral body may hang around for a while, but it dissipates. And some people call this the second death. You actually have a second death of your etheric or astral body disintegrating after you die, and then you return to your soul. When you return to your soul, you don't have any more lower emotions. You only have higher emotions of peace and love. Now, if you read anything about these near-death experiences, about 90% of them seem to bypass the astral and go directly to the place where there's just supreme peace, joy, love, no lower emotions at all that they can discern.
So, can you exchange the word lower emotions with negative emotions? Is it interchangeable?
Well, no. The lower emotions are both, are a duality, positive and negative. Like romantic energy is positive, but it's still a lower emotion. In the kingdom of the soul, you love everybody, not just one person is a special person. But you have a pretty much equal love to all other souls when you bypass the lower emotions and go to the higher. You know, but here, we love a lot. Some people love more than others. We're very selective about where we place our love, but there, we understand that Christ is in everyone, and we have love for everybody that we meet. We see reasons to love everybody. Yeah.
I think a lot of it is, how do you make your decisions? So like, the lack of decision, fear. To me, fear is one of the biggest blinding future pretend things there are is fear. It stops you from doing things. It stops you in your tracks. You can't go forward unless you overcome fear.
Another
one is, how do you make your decisions for anything you do? Is it out of greed? Is it out of desire? Is it out of excess? You know, the decisions that you make, if they are governed by emotion, they can steer you wrong every time. But if you can overcome your emotions and go through the coup de grace that old Mrs. Falk did, then you can see clearly without the taintedness of the emotion. And that's when you start making decisions because it's the right thing to do, not because it feels good. Then that's when you have done it.
Well, you've spoken truly there on fear, because that's the big problem that we face. And you notice that all of our fears are connected with the physical body. If nobody could do anything to hurt your body, or even put it in prison, would you fear anything? Wouldn't that be great? That you could just do anything you wanted, and if they put you in prison, you could walk through the walls. If they tried to kill you, the bullets would go right through you. If your physical body was not subject to any harm, then what would there be to fear?
Many people have fears from their personality, their fear of not being accepted as a personality, fear of not being...
Yeah, there's emotional fears, but you know, you're right there. But our biggest fears are around the physical body, when you think about it.
Well, some of my decisions might be based on wanting your approval. You might not hurt me, but you might not like me.
Yeah.
And so I would not want to say the truth, for example, because mm-hmm. I wouldn't get your approval.
Yeah.
So that's an emotionally based fear.
Yeah, it's a lower.
But you're not going to hurt my body either.
Yeah. But overcoming these fears is difficult, and if you're full of fears, you will have a difficult time getting full contact. You have to find out the source of your fears, face them, and overcome them. That's easier said than done.
Well, knowledge is power.
What'd you say?
Knowledge is power. Many yeah. fears are based on the unknown, and the result of the resolution of unknown is knowledge.
Yeah, and as you progress in knowledge, your fears will increase. There'll be fewer and fewer things to fear. Let's say you're 20 years old, you're afraid of death. Okay, well, do you have an experience when you're 30 that makes you believe there is no death, that the soul continues, then the fear starts to go away of death and so on. So you might be afraid of the pain involved in making the transition. But your fears are diminished as you gain knowledge.
My teachers from spirit said that there is no death and there are no dead. If it weren't so, why would I be here talking to you?
Yeah.